Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Soldotna City Council and the Soldotna's Planning and Zoning Commission met at City Hall on Tuesday, November 14th, to discuss the master design for the Soldotna Waterfront Redevelopment Project. The proposed plan would allot around 85 acres of land from the Kenai River to the Sterling Highway that would be set for this design. Project manager Jason Graff from firm First 40 Feet and Candace Petros from firm Eco Northwest were both at the meeting to present the proposed master design plan along with estimated costs and impacts. The city first applied for a $360,000 grant from the U.S. Economic Development Agency to fund planning efforts for a new and improved waterfront. After 2 years of anticipation, the city was awarded the grant last summer. In preparation of the project, the council had held various community events to hear the public's opinion on the project. One of the big elements that have come into fruition with public comment is a riverfront trail, a public market, and an extension of existing pathways to the Kenai River. Members of the community have suggested these gathering spaces as a way to cozy up any empty areas. The proposed public mall would be 32,000 square feet, with a three-story building on the western end of the Soldotna Creek Park, which would be connected to a two-level parking structure. The main floor of the mall would be designated for vendor stalls and a central commons. The lower level would be made to accommodate for businesses that need more space than a stall can provide. The upper level would house meeting and community rooms. There would also be four small areas referred to as hubs that would have their own unique designs and development plans. For instance, the Riverside Hub would be located where the Sterling Highway crosses the Kenai River. It would also include retail and dining establishments, as well as new housing developments. The council is set to further discuss any changes to the master plan at their next regular meeting on December 13th. To learn more about the waterfront redevelopment project, visit our website at radiokenai.com.
SiriusXM helps Alaska State Troopers find a stolen vehicle in Nikiski. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers conducted an arrest in Nikiski on Friday after they received an alert from a satellite radio provider about a vehicle that was stolen in Anchorage. SiriusXM notified Alaska State Troopers A Detachment in Soldotna around 11 a.m. on Friday, November 24th, that they were tracking a stolen vehicle out of Anchorage. At that time, the satellite radio service indicated to troopers that the vehicle was located at a residence in Nikiski. Troopers responded to the residence and upon arriving observed the stolen vehicle running in the driveway with Brendan Valdez, 32, of Anchorage, seated in the driver's seat. When troopers attempted to make contact with him, Valdez tried to flee in the stolen ride, ramming a trooper patrol vehicle in the process. A brief pursuit ensued, lasting approximately 2 miles, when Valdez stopped and surrendered without further incident. Valdez was arrested and found in possession of controlled substances as well as firearms. He was transported to Wildwood pretrial and remanded without bail. For more, visit this article at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
24-year-old Caleb Allen Russell Leland pleaded guilty to the murder of Cynthia Hoffman in June 2019 near Thunderbird Falls. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Andrew Peterson accepted Leland's plea to one count of murder in the second degree. The charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder were dismissed as part of the agreement. The charges against Leland stem from the June 2, 2019 murder of Cynthia Hoffman near Thunderbird Falls in Chugiak.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top headlines from Tuesday.